Radio.net.
Free Talk Live, it's your show, and you can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. As we launch here into the first hour of the live Saturday edition of the program, we're going to be doing something a little bit different beyond just taking your calls to start things out with the show tonight. Sometimes we break format, so to speak. I mean, the format of the show is a simple one. You call about anything, we talk to you. But occasionally we will break away from that and have somebody very, very special on the line with us as our guest. Not for the entire show, just here for our first hour. Barry Cooper is with us. He is the man behind NeverGetBusted.com and the upcoming Cop Busters, which will be available on DVD and hopefully will be finding a home on some sort of television network. I know that Barry is actively shopping the show around right now. CopBusters.com is the website. With a K, that's CopBusters with a K, .com, if you would like to see what Barry Cooper has been up to. Now, Barry, you've been on Free Talk Live in the past. You've been on to talk to us about Never Get Busted, which was your first big hit DVD that came out helping people, well, avoid going into jail cells for possession of a little plant called marijuana. And then you continued on in that particular process of really offending certain police officers around the country. And you, as a former police officer, actually, we'll get into that here in a moment. But then you put out Never Get Raided, which helps marijuana growers and marijuana dealers avoid being busted, thereby further enraging the law enforcement community, at least the corrupt side of the law enforcement community. And now, speaking of the corrupt cops, you're going out to bust them and essentially set them up with a sort of reverse sting operations that are designed to entrap corrupt cops. And so first I want to make sure that you're actually there with us. Hello, Barry. Are you with us?
Yes, I'm here and glad to be back.
Well, it's always good to have you on the show, Barry, and people should go over to NeverGetBusted.com. That's your main site. I guess you do have a CopBuster section on that site, too. And, in fact, if you go to CopBusters.com with a K, that'll get you over to NeverGetBusted.com. So should we be promoting NeverGetBusted.com first and foremost tonight?
Oh, yes. Promote both. They're sister websites. Next week it'll point directly to CopBusters. But we have two separate websites going, CopBusters.com and NeverGetBusted.com. They're married, but the subjects are a little different, so we decided to separate the two.
Tell us a little bit about Barry. For all of our brand-new listeners here tuning in for the first time tonight, I mean, it's been a little while since you've been on the show. We've added brand-new radio stations, so a number of people are listening. They've never heard you before. They may not have ever come across you on your various CNN and Fox News interviews. So who is Barry Cooper, and what's your story?
Well, today I'm a father and a husband. You know, anybody that knows me will tell you families first. We're big on education in our family. My 16-year-old daughter just started Austin Community College. We live in Austin, neighborhood like everybody else. So families first. Probably what I'm most known for outside of my circle of people would be that I was one of our nation's top narcotics officers for 8 years, and I later learned that the war on drugs was causing more harm on American citizens than the drugs themselves, and I, you know, firsthand was involved in the corruption that the drug war brings. So I released videos titled Never Get Busted, Volume 1, Traffic Stops, and then Volume 2, Never Get Raided. And I teach in these videos everything the DEA and FBI and all these different agencies taught me as a narcotics officer, and I teach how to counter those. And it's worked really well for us.
Yeah, and you started doing this, what was it, back in like 2005 or 6? When did Never Get Busted originally come out?
It was just a little over 2 years ago, 2 years and a month, December 26th of 06 when it hit. So
I remember there was a lot of controversy when Never Get Busted came out. Obviously, you got a lot of news coverage as a result of it, and I'm sure that helped spur some sales for your video, which people can still, by the way, purchase over at NeverGetBusted.com if they haven't seen it yet. But it obviously generated a lot of controversy. A lot of police departments around the country were very upset about what it was that you were doing, and so that led to some very interesting interviews with you and you debating some cops on CNN. I think your fans can go and see those interviews over at NeverGetBusted.com, if I'm not mistaken. They can see you being interviewed, and you do a great job. You're friendly. You are well informed on the war on drugs, and you really are somebody who truly, I believe. I mean, and I've met you in person. That's why I can say this. I believe that you truly are sorry for the things that you did as a law enforcement officer, and that Never Get Busted and Never Get Raided and now Cop Busters is sort of a way that you're trying to make things right in the world. Isn't that the case?
It sure is, and I don't carry guilt around in the sense that, like some people would carry guilt around, the things that I did on other families when I was a narcotics officer are still affecting those families. So I carry that weight around with me every day. And I'm doing the best I can to fix it with whatever tools are laid in front of me. And we got blessed with those two videos, and it piled enough money up for Candy and myself to do Cop Busters. Because after we released the Never Get Busted series, we would lay in bed where we have our departmental meetings, Candy and I pillow talking. I think one reporter reported on that. That's where we come up with all of this. And we would open our email box and get 50 emails a day, people crying out for help across America about the corruption. And I would call and contact the most I could. You know, and Candy looked at me. I was crying one night in bed, and she said, "You are so good at catching the citizens. Baby, why can't you start stinging the cops?" And within 7 months, 7 or 8 months of that conversation, we had our first cops busted on camera in Odessa, all in an effort to get Yolanda freed from prison. She was set up by that very bunch that we targeted.
I want to get more details there. Barry, I want to get more on that here coming up. We'll talk about Cop Busters in a moment. I want to continue just sort of setting up who you are and what you've done. I remember back when Never Get Busted came out, we were talking about you, and then we ended up getting you on the show, and I was reading some of the blog posts on the internet, kind of poking around, who is this Barry Cooper guy? Let me see if I can find out more about him. And, of course, you were kind of new on the scene. This was kind of your Never Get Busted was your big arrival, your splash, if you will. And inevitably, the marijuana smoking community is a little paranoid, and they're rightly so to be paranoid. And I remember one of the critiques about you was actually the couple of the critiques about you back then was, well, he's just a cop. You know, he's still a cop, and he's working undercover, and he's trying to catch some pot smokers. And then the other critique was, well, why is he charging for this video? He's just a greedy son of a bitch, and blah blah blah. And I think that now that two years have gone by, anybody who thought that at one time, I think if they've continued to follow your career here, I think they know for sure at this point that you're not somebody who's out to bust pot smokers, that you really are doing what you think is right. You really are giving out this information that you were trained when you were a law enforcement officer. And on top of all that, you really have taken the money that you've earned from these videos and reinvested it into creating new videos. You wouldn't have been able to do Never Get Raided had you not had success with Never Get Busted. And if you hadn't had success with both of those videos, you would have been able to do Cop Busters. So I think that I think at this point your credibility is very much established.
Well, thank you. And you did. You pointed out the two hardest things for Candy and I to overcome. And that was the money thing. You know, people were concerned that I was making all this money off of the DVDs. Well, we made enough money where I didn't have to sell cars and do all of that any longer. Is that the music coming in for a break?
It is. We're going to come back with more. Hang on, Barry. More with Barry Cooper from NeverGetBusted.com. Also, we'll be talking about his upcoming release of Cop Busters. You can see a preview. If you go to CopBusters.com, that's CopBusters with a K, CopBusters.com. You've got a question for Barry, 800-259-9231. More with Barry Cooper coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned about the privacy of your email messages? Andre Picard, author of the Computer Privacy Handbook, says that normal email has become the most comprehensive surveillance system ever invented. Email may feel like a private one-to-one conversation, but in truth, it's about as confidential as whispering through a megaphone. When messages leave your company's email system, they become vulnerable to unscrupulous third parties who harvest private data for advertising. Also, if you're someone's boss, consider this little fact. In a recent survey, over 35% of IT professionals in charge of business email systems admitted to snooping through the boss's email. Your email no longer has to be exposed to such risks. Now there's PrivacyHarbor.com, an innovative new secure email solution utilizing some of the same reliable technology used in online banking. PrivacyHarbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Ecola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Ecola Blue at ECOLOBLUE.com today.
IonicZone.com has the best prices on commercial shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. But did you know IonicZone.com also sells a water ozonator that's a must-have for anyone interested in good health? It's true. The Ionic Zone Digital Water Ozonator features an air intake and can be fed dry air through the supplied air dryer or pure oxygen via an oxygen tank. Ozone-fortified water can be used to kill bacteria, sanitize food, produce, and eliminates bacteria in the mouth by gargling, which helps prevent bad breath and even heart disease. The optional ozone bidet attachment is used for personal hygiene, which can kill the bacteria down below that can lead to irritation. It's amazing what 3 atoms of oxygen can do. Call Ionic Zone today at 1-800-549-9535. That's 1-800-549-9535. Or visit them on the web at IonicZone.com. That's IonicZone.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at FreeTalkLive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231, the live Saturday edition of the program. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. That's 800-259-9231, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free. We've got live streams, broadband version, dial-up version, webcam, all totally free. Just head over to listen.freetalklive.com to enjoy those on us. That again, listen.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by SACL CAI. And this interview is brought to you by SACL CAI. Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? Well, SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained to resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients, too. SACL CAI. See their banner at freetalklive.com. That, again, SACL CAI. We have a special guest with us tonight. He's been on with us before, and it's always great having him back. Barry Cooper from CopBusters.com. That's CopBusters with a K. Also, NeverGetBusted.com. That's the reason we originally had you on the program, was because you are a former law enforcement officer, former narcotics officer, as a matter of fact. One of the best in the best at ruining people's lives in the entirety of the entire country. And you came to the conclusion after years of being on the wrong side of the drug war, and that is the government side. You came to the conclusion that you were hurting people, and that people who are peaceful individuals were having their lives ruined by this insane war on drugs. And I think it was thanks to your lovely wife Candy, actually, that you came to these conclusions. And you're now on the side of good, and you're out there helping people avoid jail, and you're helping people learn how to stay as free as they possibly can. And now you've taken on a new mantle, a new mission. And I have to say, this is probably the most exciting thing that that you've ever done. And I think it's amazingly heroic and brave. And it's called Cop Busters. So, Barry, why don't you tell us a little bit about what Cop Busters is? And then we already have some people on the phones that want to talk to you. If you've got a question for Barry, 800-259-9231. Barry, what is Cop Busters?
First of all, Cop Busters is being built into a company that'll be the number one resource for citizens to get help from attorneys and our detectives when they have to deal with corrupt cops. Candy and I, as I mentioned earlier, we have our meetings in our bedroom, and she came up with the idea of Cop Busters. So we put together 10 different stings that I know I can use to trick cops in front of cameras and to trick them into doing something corrupt or illegal.
And there's no shortage of corrupt cops out there, so it's not going to be too hard to find these guys, is it?
No, it's not. And people wonder, well, now that you're doing this, cops are going to clean up their act. Yes, some will, but they all won't. And the psychology there is, you know, drug dealers do not quit dealing drugs, and they know the DEA is out there. Cops will not quit being corrupt until citizens stand up and expose them.
I can totally see what you're saying. I mean, obviously, stings haven't worked on getting rid of drug dealers, so I can see why that wouldn't be the case. However, it's my opinion that many departments are corrupt from the top down, that you don't have as many rogue cops as you have rogue lieutenants and commanders and that kind of thing. So how do you think that will affect the power structure?
Well, what's happened is you're right. It is from the top down. Our first operation in Odessa exposed a crooked judge. You know, the judge signed the search warrant based on an affidavit that contained no probable cause, not knowing it was a trap house that we had set up in their jurisdiction. So anytime citizens are out complaining or fighting police, which is usually who's in front of them, it does in time expose the problems upstairs. Cops would not act like they act in this country right now if it weren't for the prosecutors and judges allowing it to happen. So they're the root of the problem.
We know that from talking not just to you, Barry, but from other former police officers on this program, who some of them just happened to call in, we just asked them these questions. We know that the problem goes all the way to the top in a lot of departments. But one of the things you'll hear a lot from some cops defending their brethren is, well, it's just a few bad apples. What do you have to say as somebody who is a former law enforcement officer, somebody who's been on the inside, who knows these guys? Is it just a few bad apples as far as corruption is concerned, or is the whole tree rotten?
The whole tree is absolutely rotten, and the roots are rotten. That's why the fruit of what they're doing is rotten. They're abusing Americans and not helping Americans. And that statement, oh, there's just a few bad apples, that was passed down to us by our grandparents, then to our parents, then to us, and we're passing it down to our kids. Because the truth is, American citizens do want to get along. They do want to obey laws. They do want to be lawful. They do want to help police, and they find it hard to voice something bad about a cop without having to say that at the end. It's just a trained, you know, bull-type response. Yeah. It's ridiculous. The cops in this country are corrupt, period. And what's happened, and the reason why it's like that, is the chiefs of police back 50 years ago hired a certain group, which hired a certain group, which hired a certain group. Now only a certain profile of human being will be accepted in the police force. And that certain profile is, I mean, just take a look at them. Just look at how they act. Look how they look. Look at their mannerisms, even when they're out of their uniform. They're not picking the cream of the crop. These guys Mm-mm. lack intelligence. They're too quick to be roboted.
Right, and, you want to hire the guys that will follow orders without questioning them, right?
Exactly. Yeah, you said it better, and that's what's happened. Well, and the citizens, bless their heart, you know, they have to work two jobs to make it in this country. And, you know, while they were working their jobs, we've had our freedoms taken away. So, but there's a new America. There's a new America. There's your radio show, our efforts, millions of other efforts going across this land where we are gaining ground. I see marijuana being legal within 3 years. I don't see an end to the war on drugs for a while, but I do see them backing off of that.
Well, we're certainly working on it.
Getting some freedoms back, yeah.
Barry, I want to continue talking about cop busters, but I also want to go to these phone calls. That way these folks don't have to wait too long. So let's talk first to Ben, listening to WFLA in Tampa. Ben, you're on with Barry Cooper from NeverGetBusted.com.
Yeah, I'm curious to know, these little videos that Mr. Cooper's been selling, have they ever resulted in an officer being killed in the line of duty or injured?
Just out of curiosity, before you go on, why is it that it matters that it's an officer?
Because I work as one, and it does matter to me.
Are they better than regular citizens?
Have you ever worked as an officer?
What difference would it make? Would that make me better?
I don't know too many people in the world that want to run to aid someone that's in a crisis other than the people that take on the mantle of being a police officer.
All right, Mark, let's let Barry answer his question.
But that's not true. Listen, that is not true. It's not
I asked a simple question. I'd like to know the answer.
Right, I'm sorry. Mark interrupted, and Barry didn't get a chance to answer. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to put you on hold, Ben, and then we're going to bring you back. So we've got Ben, who actually works for the police. I didn't catch whether he was actually a cop. Barry, you're still with us, right?
Yes.
All right, Barry, I'm going to put you on hold, too. We're going to bring Barry back. We'll have Ben and Barry talking here in moments, at least if Ben hangs on. We know Barry's going to hang on. So, Ben, hang on. We'll bring you back with Barry. 800-259-9231, former law enforcement narcotics officer Barry Cooper is on the show with us tonight. He's telling us about his newest effort, Cop Busters, doing reverse stings, catching crooked cops. We'll come back with more and your calls as well. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
The time clock is ticking. Laws could change. The New World Order is advancing rapidly.
health consciousness is fading away. Junk food, fast food, fat food is the New World Order's game. Don't play the game. Slim down, detox, and cleanse yourself from the chemical foods and processed food that we intake daily. And now for the holiday special. Buy 1 month of Super Tea, and we'll throw in an extra 2 weeks. That's right, 1 month of Super Tea, and we'll throw in an extra 2 weeks. It won't last long, so order now. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Order now before you can't.
Fuel prices are up and down, biting into everyone's budget. If you're ready to start saving at the pump, Fuel Saver Technologies can help. With a small squeeze of our fuel conditioner in your gas tank, more of each gallon of fuel will combust, improving your fuel economy 10 to 20% or more. Completely safe for all engines, gas or diesel, we guarantee that your savings will exceed the cost of our product. Our fuel additive reduces the emissions and maintenance costs and reduces the friction of engine moving parts. Our 2-ounce consumer squeeze bottle costs only $8 and treats 100 gallons of gasoline or 50 gallons of diesel. If you buy a case of 16 or 32 bottles, the price drops to $6 a bottle and we'll ship it to you for free. Call us toll free at 866-768-7811 or look online at FuelSaverINC.com. Start saving on fuel today, 866-768-7811. Online, FuelSaverINC.com. Spend a little and save a lot.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free, 800-259-9231, though calls for our guest Barry Cooper will be given priority. SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us, including updates. You get signed up, we will keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live, just go to updates.freetalklive.com and get on the list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com. And we have had Barry Cooper on the show with us before. We have got him back here, but before we go back to him, I want to tell you about the Institute for Humane Studies. They're offering free seminars over spring break, and this March you can join other libertarians from across the country for an intense and interdisciplinary exploration of classical liberal and libertarian thought. Participation is free. IHS provides housing and meals during the conference. You can apply now to attend a seminar at the University of California, Santa Cruz, March 7th through the 12th, or Emory University in Atlanta, March 14th through the 19th. Visit LibertarianSeminars.com and get more information. Get signed up. That's LibertarianSeminars.com. And we go back to Barry Cooper from NeverGetBusted.com, also the man behind the brand new effort, CopBusters. That's CopBusters with a K, CopBusters.com. Barry, you're back with us. You're a former law enforcement officer, former narcotics officer who saw the light. You came over to the side of good, and you're now working to end the war on drugs. You're also working to help people that have been victimized by this insane war on drugs. And part of that is what you're doing with CopBusters. And we're going to get into more detail on what CopBusters is all about here in a moment, but I already wanted to get into some of these phone calls that have come in for you, because inevitably, whenever Barry Cooper is talked about, there are cops that get upset, and it sounds like we might have one of those guys on the line with us here, but first, let me make sure. Barry, are you with us, sir?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, let's bring Ben back on the line. Ben, listening to WFLA in Florida. Ben, you said you work for the police. Are you a police officer, law enforcement officer?
No, I work in the law enforcement community. That's all I'm going to say. I mean,
okay.
I'm not going to say where I work or what I do. But
well, you go ahead and recap your question for Barry, and I'm going to make my co-host keep his mouth shut on this so Barry can answer this.
I just want to know how many, if there's ever been any officers that have ever been injured or killed based on the techniques this guy shows in his videos. And if there have been, how does he feel about that?
Well, my answer is, as far as we know, there's not been any officers hurt because of my films. But my films have saved thousands of citizens' lives from either being shot and killed by a cop or being put in prison, which is worse. And, you know, I cover this in my Never Get Raided video when in a chapter, a message to the police, and I explain if my methods I teach in here bother you as a narcotics officer, quit being a narcotics officer. Because there's more harm and deaths on citizens than there are cops every year. And I point to the FBI statistics that over the last 10 years, only 3 cops per year lose their lives in this insane war on drugs. And compare that to the thousands and hundreds and thousands of citizens in the last 10 years whose lives were ruined. Or, you know, who were killed by police. And whoever said the life of a cop was more valuable than the life of a citizen. In fact, it's supposed to be the other way around. I see our police in our country, after we get through dismantling this criminal justice system we have now, I see the police saying, hey, we want to help you, not violate your civil rights. And if they hear of a cop doing a fake search or an illegal search like I used to, they jump in and get onto that cop for that. But the way it is now, it's just cops against the public, and the cops are supposed to lay down their life for the public. They're supposed to put their life first. But in the drug war, they failed in that sense. And let me just say this. Any cops that are upset about my work, we're just as upset, but even more. Because we're the ones going to visit our sons and our daughters and our brothers and our sisters in jails and in prison. So cops being mad about our efforts, you know, I just raise a big middle finger in the air to them because they're jacking with our freedoms.
1.5 million people, Barry, last year were arrested for drug-related charges. Virtually all of them were nonviolent, peaceful offenders. Most all of them were possession charges. And over half of that 1.5 million, over 800,000 arrests, were just for marijuana-related charges. This is affecting a lot of people.
And it's killing, and this war on drugs is killing our children. The ACLU released the information that 1.5 million kids now in the U.S. are orphaned. They only have one. They're without one or both parents in the house because their parents sitting out a nonviolent drug offense. Now, I would like this officer to rebut what I just said.
Ben, are you there?
It's actually quite simple. Do I like the way things go down sometimes? Probably not. Let me ask you a question. Are drugs illegal in the United States as the law states right now?
Some of them.
Yes or no?
Yes,
and
they are.
If you're in possession of them, you're breaking the law. Plain and simple, cut and dry.
That's right. No reason about it. It's just illegal.
Give me the floor here. Give me the floor here,
you
please.
If you don't want to go to prison, don't be associated with it.
Go ahead, Barry.
Officer, let me tell you this. With that attitude, with that premise and that principle that you just said, it's against the law, so you must obey it, you would have hung slaves back 100 years ago when they escaped because the law said the cops could hang them. That is not what America is based on. Rosa Parks had to stand up one day on the back of that bus and say, I refuse to be treated like this. women in our country had to stand up and say, I want to be able to vote. So there's something to be said about civil disobedience. Obviously something you know nothing about. In order for bad laws to get changed, sometimes we have to break those laws. And it's very incompassionate of you to talk that cold about people going to prison. I suggest you go smoke some herb and probably quit drinking alcohol because it makes you angry and get a little bit of peace in your heart. You need some peace. I'm ready for the next question, Ian.
Ben, any other thoughts? We're going to let Ben get a few more thoughts out and then we'll let him go. Go ahead, Ben.
Well,
any thoughts?
First off, I've never done drugs ever. I don't drink. Period.
Does that make you better?
Are you
going to let me talk or are you going to talk over me?
Actually, I'm going to ask you a question, Ben. Does that make you a better man than me?
No, it doesn't.
All right, so what's your point?
The matter is, laws are, you know, it seems like to me what y'all want is anarchy to take over.
Sir, you know, that's just amazing. So what we're talking about here is our bad laws that are resulting in our friends and family members being put in jail cells, and you're saying that by advocating the abolishment of those laws that we're advocating for anarchy? I mean, that's just nuts, dude.
Let me ask you a question. There are a large number of countries in Europe that have legalized narcotic policies. Switzerland's one of them, Holland.
No, sorry, that's not true. A few.
What?
There are a couple of countries that have some good marijuana policies, but that's about it. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I think if you'll do your research, you'll find out that heroin possession in Switzerland is legal. You can use it in Switzerland legally.
And marijuana is not.
That law, when
you can use
that law,
it legally in the U.S., too, in the form of hydrocodone and oxycodone.
Yep. Methadone as well.
Can I ask one more question?
That's it, Ben. Go ahead. One more.
Why is he a former officer and not a current officer? What led to his leaving the police department?
Thanks for the call, Ben. Go ahead, Barry.
He's probably wondering if I got fired, and all he has to do is track the AP articles and all the press that investigated me 2 years ago. And my bosses called me one of the best in the nation. At any time before I had done Never Get Busted, they would have hired me back. I quit being a cop because I got pushed out. I arrested the mayor's son and a city councilman.
More with Barry Cooper. Hang on, Barry. We're going to bring you back here, and I want to check with you and see if we can maybe hold you over into the second hour because these phones are blowing up here. So more coming up. Barry Cooper from NeverGetBusted.com. Also, CopBusters. That's with a K. CopBusters.com. You got a question for him. 800-259-9231.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
What will you do when the economy collapses, store shelves are empty, and your stored food is gone? How will you feed your family? True self-sufficiency and peace of mind is being able to grow a wide range of crops, ensuring a well-balanced diet for your family. GetSeeds.net is offering 100 different varieties of GM-free vegetable seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You get over 14,000 seeds for only $49. We offer a complete range of seeds, including heirloom tomatoes, old-fashioned beans, carrots, sweet corn, peppers, cucumbers, celery, broccoli, onions, cauliflower, asparagus, spinach, melons, and a whole lot more. This is one of the finest, most affordable seed offers that is on the market today. Variety in your garden means a diverse and healthy diet for your family year-round. So go to GetSeeds.net or call 1-877-394-6657. Supplies are limited, so order today. That's GetSeeds.net or 1-877-394-6657.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that by becoming an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We take that $3 in, reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations across the country, around the world, bringing more internet listeners on board, and helping spread the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide, as fast as possible. You'll get perks too, like access to the amp-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. All the details are over at amp.freetalklive.com. That again is amp.freetalklive.com. Now, some of the calls that we've had, I think, have shuffled around. I don't know if we have everybody we did before, so I know we do have Barry Cooper with us. We're going to bring him back on. Then, Barry, you're a former law enforcement officer, former narcotics officer. You finally figured out that the war on drugs was an insane policy, that it's hurting people, that it supposedly was intended to help. It's ruining people's lives. You've now taken a strong stand against it. In fact, you're doing more than just taking a stand. You've actually devoted it, what it seems like your professional life at this point, to helping people avoid arrest, helping people minimize damage from this insane war on drugs. And now with Cop Busters, which I want to get into more, and you're going to hang through into hour two with us, which is great, because I do want to talk more about Cop Busters. With Cop Busters, you're going to run reverse stings on the police, busting corrupt cops, which I just think is absolutely brilliant. Of course, a lot of calls have come in. We're going to put those calls hold for a moment. Barry, you had a couple things you wanted to touch on before we continue.
Yes, real quick. Tuesday, there'll be myself and Raymond Madden, the father of the lady in jail, will be on CNN Tuesday at 2:45 Central. And then Wednesday, the Alex Jones Show for an hour and a half. I'll be appearing on that. And then I need all your listeners to go to the Odessa American Newspapers website. That's where all the drama with Cop Busters is taking place right now. And the police just released a story there that they're trying to get Odessa American to release personal information of all the people that have posted or blogged underneath the article about Cop Busters. And they're denying it, citing they've already beat a case, First Amendment. So they're not wanting to turn that over to the police, but we need to go vote on those three polls and comment. This really is an internet world coming up, or it's here, and it helps. On that website, there's this strange intertangled relationship between the police, cop busters, stream media, and the internet. And the internet is winning. So please go over and show your support by voting in those polls and getting on those blogs underneath the three stories.
That's the Odessa American newspaper website. And since you mentioned cop busters, let's stop down for just a moment, because we've got another former, I guess another actually current cop on the line, and we want to bring him on here in a moment. Because obviously, whenever Barry Cooper is on the air, it stirs up some resentment. Although maybe he agrees with you. I don't know. We haven't talked to him yet. But let's talk briefly here, because actually, you mentioned Raymond, the father of Yolanda, and these are names that our listeners don't know anything about yet. In fact, Raymond was on hold. I guess he had to drop off the line. Give us the backstory. What was it that really inspired the first episode of Cop Busters? Obviously, you mentioned earlier that Candy, your wife, had come up with the idea of essentially reverse stinging the cops and catching corrupt cops being corrupt. But what? Who's Yolanda? Who's Raymond? How this first episode of Cop Busters get started?
Raymond Madden is an ex-Marine oil man out in Odessa. And some of the guys I used to work with on the narcotics squad out in Odessa planted drugs on her through an informant. They gave the informant drugs, said, give this bag to Yolanda. And as she drove away, the police pulled her over and charged her with possession, and she's doing 8 years in prison over it. And he reached out to the media trying to explain that she was set up, and they wouldn't do anything. So he contacted me, and this was in the middle of our plans to go to Washington State to do a Cop Busters investigation. And when I heard that was going on, we rerouted and targeted Odessa.
So, wait, she was – how did they plan it on her? I mean, I don't get that. Did she buy something from this guy and she thought it was something else, or what? I'm confused.
Yeah, I saw it all the time when I was a narcotics officer. The cop would give the informant drugs and say, go put that in such and such's house. Mm-hmm. And then a search warrant would be ran. It's called an informant plant. Well, in this case, they busted Keith Phillips, this informant, with methamphetamine. And to get off of the charge, they said, we want to set up Yolanda Madden. They thought she was the Ice Queen from Dallas. And they learned later she wasn't. The Ice Queen was later arrested. But once you plant drugs on somebody, you know, you can't say, whoops, sorry, I planted drugs. Mm. So they gave Keith Phillips this bag and said, call Yolanda and give her this bag. So she drove up and he said, hey, this is your son's Game Boy bag, because
really?
Her son and the informant had a relationship. She drove away. Turns out there were drugs in the bag.
Oh, man.
Now, all of this evidence, including doctored jail records, Yolanda passed the polygraph. The informant passed the polygraph. He even testified in federal court that he planted the drugs. But the judge was helping cover it up, too. And the reasons are found on the Cop Buster website, and the front page has the trailer to Cop Busters where it shows bits and clips of the raid, shows bits and clips of us confronting the police, and it has underneath that has a nice video of Raymond Madden telling the story about how his daughter was set up.
So you guys went in and you set up cameras in a house that you rented. You went in there, you set up hidden cameras. There was never any grow operation, but you set up grow lights and you put little Christmas trees underneath the grow lights. And basically you set this house up to look as though there might be a marijuana grow operation going on there. And the cops came in, didn't they?
Yes. Well, they use illegal FLIR cameras. And we started pumping heat out of the walls. Like I teach and never get raided. Don't do that, because cops can see it with their illegal FLIR cameras. Well, we went ahead and pumped it out of the wall, had a 1,000-watt grow light, but of course there was no marijuana, and we rigged the inside and outside of the house with cameras, and they went offline into our mobile Cop Buster unit. We were watching it on laptops. We could pan, zoom, and tilt. In fact, are we allowed to say somebody close? You know who is one of our detectives. Has he made that public yet?
You mean Sam?
No.
I'm sorry. I don't know. Maybe someone
That's
has not
okay.
been
we better,
it.
We better wait. Anyway, he was the one monitoring all this and setting it up for us. And so we could see the surveillance. We knew the cops when they were driving by because our cameras could reach out there and see them. And we had an informant on the inside of the police department that was giving us a play-by-play blow as well. So we turned the lights on, started pumping the heat out, and waited. And in less than 24 hours, they raided the house only to find a sign that we had a hand draw. Because you can't go to a print shop and print a nice sign. Everybody knows I like to do stuff classy and nice. But we just kind of had a hand scrawl this letter explaining you're part of a reality TV show. And we'll be approaching in a few minutes. And we're all unarmed, wearing red shirts.
Mm-hmm.
And we approached. And they said they had a search warrant but wouldn't let me in my house. And, well, let me back up. Our attorney was waiting inside the house for the raid, and he got hungry and started walking to the Sonic to get a hamburger, and that's when the jump out boys slammed him to the concrete and handcuffed him. And then after they realized it was a reality show, they turned our lawyer loose.
And you can see some of this footage over at CopBusters.com. It's CopBusters with a K. Go ahead, Barry.
Yeah, so we confronted them and then drew the bridge explaining, look, we just proved to you how these cops will run an illegal raid, and it just so happens to be the same cops that planted the drugs on Yolanda.
Mm-hmm. What
so
a shock.
We staged this event to bring attention to her case, and Odessa's so deeply rooted with corruption, it's a sad place.
We actually do have Raymond on the line, but we're coming up here on a news break, so I'm going to hang on to you, Barry. We're going to bring you back for hour number two. You can stick with us, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, great. More with Barry Cooper coming up here in moments. We'll also bring on the father of Yolanda, who is the lady that's sitting in prison with an 8-year sentence. These corrupt cops down in Odessa, Texas, planted drugs on her. Barry caught them in a reverse sting, caught them red-handed being corrupt cops. We've got the father on the line. Also, a former cop is on, wants to talk to Barry. Hopefully he'll hang through here, hang through the news. Also, anybody else on hold, we will get to you. If you want to talk to Barry Cooper, you'll have a chance. If you dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. More with former law enforcement officer, former narcotics officer Barry Cooper, a man who is doing the right thing. Hour 2's coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.